Well, after a brief 15-year stint at Channel 7, Brad Galley has launched the Brad Galley Show. Exclusive interviews, original reporting, behind-the-scenes access, a lot of different sports storytelling, and it's going to be available to you on YouTube. And Brad Galley is in studio with us. It's nice to see you.
Thank you for having me this
morning.
I guess
in.
It's not just YouTube, right? It's YouTube, Facebook, and it's everywhere.
Instagram, TikTok. TikTok was hot yesterday. We put a bunch of the clips up on TikTok. Man, a lot of people engaging on TikTok with some of this stuff. Excited to see Barry Sanders and Jahmyr Gibbs together. That was one of our first episodes we launched.
Oh, great.
For sure. Yeah. Get a couple of goats together. Walk us through this process. What was the last, however long for you?
15 years at Channel 7. I always wanted to work there. I grew up in Troy, watching Don Shane. Got to intern with Don and Tom Lydon. Just amazing, amazing leaders. The leadership, oh my gosh, and so talented. And the leadership at 7 has been awesome. And I told our GM, Mike Murray, who I think the world of, still do. We left on great terms, the whole thing. I wanted to work there for 50 years. And there's still a part of me that will always drive past there and go, oh, and I'm watching my friends and I'm rooting for them. But it just got to a point. I have kids that are 8 and 7. My wife and I have been together for 20 years. We've been married for almost 12. And the nighttime shift, the evening shift, working the 11 o'clock news, it was pulling on me. And at the same time, I thought, okay, with social media and everything that's going on, creatively, I feel like I can grow. And I feel like fans are dying for more content. And so I felt like I could satisfy the appetites of all of that. Be better at home more, be more creative and succeed more in my job, and give fans more content that they're desperate for in this day and age. Started exploring it, and after a few months, have landed here. And so we've launched with 3 episodes. Dusty May, Michigan's national championship winning coach, sat down with us inside Chrysler. We got Barry Sanders and Jahmyr Gibbs together. You didn't even really need me in the room because they just said nice things about each other, which is great. That's the goal, right? It's not about me, man. It's just trying to set people up to see their favorite players. And then Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker, again, just turn the mics on, let it roll. They sat down with us, you guys. And Lou goes, well, I'll sit on this side, second base side. Alan, you sit there. That's the shortstop side. Just 2 different seats right there. And we're just going to be feeding people that kind of content, daily content. And now I've talked for a while, so I'll kick it back to you guys.
No,
sorry.
Cool. I mean, for me, you know, you're going from this scheduled TV sportscast to digital on-demand world where you can control the format, the length, and the storytelling and all that. What's the biggest creative freedom you gain? And what do you, lose when you have to leave traditional TV behind?
I'll start. I'll lose. I mean, the built-in audience, right? How many people say that they have their station? People know what they do. They like you guys that's been their station forever, but you also sway them to turn to JR in the mornings, right? Like, oh, I really like Chris and Laura. I really like listening to Jamie. And by the way, Jamie, I love you. We're rooting for you always. We get her in your corner. She's amazing and a fighter, and I know she'll be back here with you guys soon.
Yes,
you
will.
I think that's the biggest thing, right? People like we in our house, we grew up a 7 family. And so to work there was incredible. So losing that audience, that built-in platform that's a traditional media asset that is so important to this community. Yeah, I stepped away from a really concrete, secure job that people would die for, that I would have died for a long time.
Yeah.
In building that relationship with people in this community for 15 years, I think name brands and trusting people when there's AI and how many times you open Facebook and there's a weird story you have no idea? Like it's a wild, wild west.
I wasn't even sure that you got Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker together.
Right?
I had to make sure. I had to double check that it wasn't AI. Yeah.
So I think what I gain is in this wild, wild west, I've become a reliable asset. That's my goal on a daily basis. And so now meeting people where they are on their phones, knowing, okay, I can go to Brad because I know he got Trammell and Whitaker together. I know when he tweets about a Lions story or when he posts a Dan Campbell quote, it's real. And I think with the confusion out there and people constantly still looking for what is reliable in that space, I feel like I know that space well in social media and trying to meet people there. And so that's where I've landed. I feel like I bridged the gap.
Well, and in this business too, right, there's, especially in sports, right? We love our sports here in this town.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's always the element of, working with these teams, but being fair to the fans, right? Being fair to the people that are going through this, that are living vicariously through their teams, getting that enjoyment, feeling the heartbreak. So being a real journalist and asking tough questions in a fair way. That's how you develop that audience, and you've done it so incredibly. So you've built up the goodwill with the fans, but you've built up a relationship with the players that we also want to get close to.
Yeah, right? Thank you for saying that. And part of this was making sure I'd still be credentialed. I wouldn't have left had I not been credentialed. So those were conversations that I was having with the teams in doing that.
Sure.
They said yes, right? And I'll be at Lions OTAs this week. We'll be covering Red Wings training camp and covering the team, and I can't wait to get back to cover the Tigers this week. Be with the Pistons, Michigan, Michigan State, when the women's pro teams get here. We'll be doing that. But I plan to be with those teams, and it's right. because of the relationships that I have, yes, with the fans that watch the content, but also with the players. And another huge player in all of this, when people wonder, okay, great, everybody and their brother can start a YouTube channel. I've got great support behind me. I have partners behind me. So Moran Buick GMC of Sterling Heights has jumped on to be our presenting sponsor. Todd Flood of Flood Law has jumped on.
He's
I know, you know Todd.
He's part of the family.
Right. And he jumped on immediately, said he believes it, and he said what everyone's thinking. This is where people are, man. And you do sports content that people love, and the following is there. So he jumped on. Both of those guys have jumped on with their amazing brands to be a part of this as well.
And, you know, you've also been deeply involved in community work, and I want to let people know about that, including, you know, long-time volunteer efforts. How does that side of your life kind of influence the kind of stories that you want to tell moving forward?
I think being local and being from here, I think there's value in that, right? When you turn the TV on and you turn the radio on, you open the newspaper, and you can tell somebody's from here.
Yeah.
People can smell a phony in this town, and they can also love somebody who's authentic. And if you're not going to be authentic, they'll probably chew you up and spit you out in this town. And Angel's Place, my wife and I have been involved in for a long time. Our football manager at Brother Rice, his name's Mike, he's been a friend forever. But the Angel's Place, man, they house people with developmental and physical disabilities. And over the last few years, their big dinner, they go after sports figures
yes.
as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked me to MC it, and then they started asking me to get speakers. Well, in the midst of all of this, we got Kirk Gibson 1 year to do it as he's going through his own fight with Parkinson's. And just to be around those kind of stories, when you see people like that, like Kirk Gibson, that are icons in this town, helping people that are in need, holy smokes. Talk about authenticity. That's what this town loves. That's what people in this town love. Kirk Gibson stood on this stage at this dinner and surprised everybody and said, I'm putting down money of my own. If you're not going to match me, he looks through people's souls.
Right.
I'm Gibby, and you know what I'm going to say to you if you don't donate. That stage was filled with people that made pledges. That'll be a big part of what we're about to do.
It's really cool.
That's great,
the
man.
Brad Galley Show is officially live. Brad Galley, it's good to see you.
And congratulations
now,
again.
Thank you.
And now we're going to be talking to you about these interviews that you're doing, so keep that phone close by.
Thank you. I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That's Brad Galley. It's going to do it for us. Kevin Eats and All Talk coming up next. See ya.